report. Days after an Alabama court ruling put in vitro fertilization in jeopardy there, Republican Donald Trump says that's a mistake. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
On his Truth social media platform, the former president said he supports the availability of in vitro fertilization and called on the Alabama state legislature to act quickly to find an immediate solution to preserve it. The court ruling stated embryos are children, leaving many fertility clinics in the state to suspend their operations.
Trump's statement comes ahead of tomorrow's South Carolina GOP primary. An opponent, Nikki Haley, at first agreed with the Alabama decision, but has walked it back to a degree since then. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Since the ruling, three clinics in Alabama have put a pause on IVF treatment due to legal concerns. And now Haley is questioning the court's decision.
We don't want them to stop doing IVF treatments. We need to make sure that embryos are protected. I personally believe an embryo is a baby.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Isaiah Kramer has been missing from Waukesha County for almost 3 weeks. The sheriff's department says they've been getting tips, including one from Northern Illinois and another in Manitowoc. There is also a tip suggesting the 16-year-old Isaiah may have been spotted near the intersection of Edgewood and Center Drive in Vernon February 5th. People are being asked to check their outbuildings and home security cameras for any possible leads. Following a woman's death in extremely cold weather, Milwaukee has implemented a new ambulance policy. By law, rescue crews must now search for patients who dial 911 but are not immediately visible. 49-year-old Jolene Waldrif called for help in January after falling and hitting her head. An ambulance was seen on security footage traveling past her location, but the crew didn't stop because they were unable to see her. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but you know, had a little something in the hand. But here now and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. Right now, it's 30.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This ain't Texas. Alexis, and throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
What is up, Wisconsin? This is indeed not Texas. It's Wisconsin. And this is producer Anya. You might know me of the Maggie Dawn Show. There's a name you might not have heard in a minute. You might know me from Busted Pencils. You might know me from a bunch of other shows that I'm tangentially related to here at Civic Media. But for the first time ever, something very strange has happened to me, producer Anya. I'm doing a live show, but I'm not alone. There's someone else here, folks. This is very strange for me. Calvin is here on the board. Calvin, would you honor me by saying hi to the folks?
Hi, Anya. I'm looking forward to a great show today. Looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be a good Friday.
You have any good plans for the weekend, Calvin?
We'll be producing a special edition of Morning Cannolis tomorrow, where we'll have live updates from the Wisconsin Bergen Binder.
And from the bottom of my heart, Calvin, I want to say thank you for making that special episode, because that is a huge weight off my particular shoulders. So thank you, Calvin, for being here today, tomorrow, every day. You're the best. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to open the show with some new Beyonce music. Every day that there's new Beyonce music is a good day in my book. And I am just so stoked that this music that she just debuted so recently has solidified Beyonce now as the first Black woman to debut number one, to achieve number one in the country music charts. What can't she do, my friends? What is beyond the capabilities of Mrs. Beyonce Carter? In my purview, nothing, clearly. Great opener, great intro, great way to start a show, great way to start an album, in my opinion. But let's move on to less good openers that maybe sour the conversation from the very start. CPAC is underway, if you're not aware. I'm sure you are, because it's a goldmine of horrifying things that elected Republican representatives and the folks behind the scenes who, you know, do whatever it is that they do. This has been a goldmine of them saying and doing very, in a generous term, strange, uncomfortable, and in a less generous term, un-American things. Oh, and if you're not familiar, I should explain my acronyms. CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Conference. Okay. So, a conference of conservatives talking about the political action they want to get underway. Okay. What shall I hear? Maybe talk about what are we going to do to taxes? Okay, that makes sense. What are we going to do about immigration? Okay, that makes sense. But there are things in my view, there are things in my opinion that maybe go beyond the pale, go beyond maybe what's up for debate. as far as what are the basics that we all rely on as Americans? What are the basic facts of what America is and can be? So when I opened my phone this morning, I think I say this about once every show. I open my phone and the first thing I see on TikTok is usually something that causes me to lose at least a little bit of faith in humanity. This was another one of these days. Calvin, do you happen to have the sound from TikTok that I sent you? Let's roll that if you have it.
I just wanted to say, welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
Amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
Sorry, that was a... If you've never heard it before, the TikTok copyright at the end there. But everything before that happy little jingle sound was pretty devastating to me. This is not a stand-up comic at CPAC. This is not a satirist. This is not maybe someone going up there and doing a performance where they're portraying someone from the opposite side, maybe, saying that's what our enemies are doing. They're destroying democracy, and we can't have that because we, you know, believe in these basics about America. No, that is Jack Posobiec. Does that sound about right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'd spell his name, but it might give too much away about my thoughts on him. Jack Posobiec stood up and said these very words. We're here to end democracy. This is the end of democracy, and we're going to do it with this. And if you watch the video, it looks like he's just got his fist raised. You can't tell. It's like, what does that mean? We're going to do it by force, like the iron fist of conservatism is going to come down on Americans, because that's what anybody wants. I don't understand the hand signal. No, I looked into it further. He's holding up a necklace with a cross on it. So what he's saying is, we're going to bring an end to democracy. Holds up crucifix with this. Oh, well, that's just about every part of that strikes me as intrinsically anti-American, anti-state versus religion, state versus church separation. Everything about that sentiment not only knocks down the very basics of Americanism, the idea of this great American experiment we're all supposed to be engaged in, it is fundamentally the opposite of what an American and or a Christian should want. This doesn't track with our understanding of what it meant to believe in being American. We shouldn't want anything being done like this, whether it's a fist with no necklace between the fingers or a necklace with anything on it, because we don't do things with our fists. That's kind of why we all choose to live like this, right? We in some way are supposed to be beyond the brute of animals by this point. And according to Jack over here at CPAC, not only are we not past it, we shouldn't be past it. We should continue it and use it against fellow citizens on the basis of religion. And this is what one of our largest political action committees, these are the sound bites coming out. And I can say this, if anyone were to stand up at any Democratic leaning or any other leaning political action committee conference like this and say the words, we're here to end democracy, we're here to get rid of democracy, we want to end it, I would not personally ascribe myself to being part of that party. Why would I vote for not getting to vote again? Why would I sign up to not get to opt out ever again? It does not track with what the elected conservatives of this country say they are selling. The concept of small government, less force or not by force, or this idea that you're allowed to live your life how you want to, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Unless you're not living your life the way I want, and somehow the knowledge of that, the existence of that, hurts people. Deeply confusing. Totally, definitely on a different note, let's take a quick jaunt down to Alabama. Alabama, roll tide, I guess, often baffles me by what is able to pass as constitutional legislation down there. If you haven't heard, there is a law being put through that defines unborn children as children, hence defining embryos, like embryos used in vitro fertilization, IVF. Those are human children with the same rights and the same forms of legal dignity as what are commonly called birthed children, or may I say what are commonly called children, because we've never delineated in this way before. Certainly we've delineated between what terminology we use before a child is born, right, and after. But now we want to have this be backed up by the law that unborn kids, okay, and kids, okay, are the same. And thusly, the way that the conservative leadership in that state wants this to play out, the intended use of this absolutely insane, completely unconstitutional movement is, well, they just, you know, we don't want these IVF clinics to just be able to throw away embryos. That's all. We want to be able to charge them with murder and this and that and the other things. But when we get back, I want to walk you through maybe how this is going to play out. That when you don't define the rules of what you're doing, when you try to ascribe new definitions to things that have, complete opposite meanings, you end up with something that you can't actually enforce. And the ways that this would be enforced are textbook sex-based discrimination, which is unconstitutional, is it not? Where are the folks who are supposed to enforce those specific things? Where is the enforcement for these things related to church versus state separation? We're going to get into the actual just outright religious language in this law coming out of Alabama. And from that very point, this should not be allowed to be on the books. But what do I know? I'm just producer Anya, standing in for the Civic Media Radio Hour this afternoon. When we come back, like I said, I'm going to unpack more about this topic from Alabama, more about how it maybe somehow we'll find a way back to it relates to Mr. Posobiec's comments at the CPAC conference, and more. We might even hear more from Calvin after these short messages.
Take it to the flow now, ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Blue will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Violence against nature. Violence against nature. Violence against nature. Violence against nature.
Welcome back, Wisconsin, to the Civic Media Radio Hour. The last, I'm realizing I should have said this at the top, the last Civic Media Radio Hour, because starting next Monday, I'm so excited that I get to say this, starting on Monday during this time, not only will you be hearing Maggie Dawn, you would have already been hearing her for the last hour and 20 minutes. That's right, on Monday. Not only does the Maggie Dawn Show return, it is coming to a brand new time slot for us, 2 to 4 in the afternoons. That's right. Mr. Todd Alba gets to go back to his 2 hours. You get to listen to the Devils After Us. It's going to be a great time every day, I think. I'm excited. But before we get to Monday, we have to get through Friday, at least. I'm happy to make that distance as long as possible, the Friday to Monday. If you weren't with us in the previous section, I don't blame you, but I'm glad you're here now. We were talking about comments made at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, by Jack Posobiec, wherein he outright declares, we're here to end democracy. He says this multiple different ways. I think he'd be very hard-pressed to find an interpretation of that is in line with what conservatives have said are their values without implying that Jack was being, you know, sarcastic, facetious, ironic. He meant those words, and what he meant is categorically, you cannot square that with what conservatives say, what conservative representatives say they are promoting in the legislature. It does not check out. We are also talking about something else that doesn't check out. Alabama's attempt, continuing attempt at this time, to redefine what a child is, and specifically attempting to endow embryos, fertilized embryos, like the type used in vitro fertilization, with the exact same rights as and this is a crazy sentence that doesn't make sense, children who have already been born, which to me feels a little bit like saying water that has already been made wet. Like, well, what? What else? Okay. All right. Sure. Confused. A little confused. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. Let's talk about... I'll hold that for just a moment. Let's talk to... someone that I'm excited to invite onto my show as a host, instead of just getting to talk to her on the side when I put her on the line for Tim and Johnny or Maggie or whomever else, it's Joanne from Madison. Joanne, how are you? What do you have to say today?
Great show. You're uncomplicating a very complicated issue, but let's uncomplicate it a little bit more. Why would anybody want to redefine embryos in this way? And what Senator Tommy Tuberville said when questioned along these lines, he's from Alabama, he said that we need more babies. We need more babies. Now, as far as I know, there are a lot of babies trying to get into this country through the southern border, grown-up babies.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, a good way to create more babies would be to forgive student loans so that women of childbearing age won't have that burden of the student loans, mm-hmm, and they can start bearing babies. And it's very strange to think that getting rid of IVF would in any way increase the number of babies, because the parents who are so desperately trying to conceive use IVF, in vitro fertilization, which creates all those embryos, to bootstrap their a process of getting a child. So again, what's, you know, I'm trying to look at motives, you know, just really practical motives along those lines. You outlined very well the theological component, and I just wanted to open up that more practical can of worms.
And I love a practical can of worms. I love to have one on hand for any sort of situation. Joanne, as always, so eloquently put, so wonderful. If you're not familiar, Joanne's an accomplished author and professor, so I'm very honored to have her chime in anytime. And yeah, let's talk about motives, and let's talk about, as Joanne said, Alabama Representative Tommy Tuberville say, I saw this clip. He gets approached by a reporter. She's asking, like, what are your thoughts? Why did this just happen? Like, what's going on? And he's like, well, I think it's good. We need more babies. And Tommy, do you know where babies come from, friend? I'm concerned, because what the reporters just told you is, hey, a very common way that people have their children has been put in jeopardy by this law. And let me explain that in a little bit more clear language, why getting IVF would be in jeopardy when it seems like this law is to protect embryos. It's like, well, you know, if the embryos aren't in jeopardy, then what's wrong? Many IVF clinics as of today, as of yesterday, have determined that they are not going to operate. They're not going to provide IVF services in Alabama until the dust around this settles. Because when we talk about IVF, you have multiple embryos being implanted. Think back to, I'm like 99% certain that Octomom, the woman over 10 years ago who had, she bore 8 children at once. I believe that's because she was getting IVF done, and that's how many embryos they place, understanding that some of those embryos are not going to make it. And that is sad, and that is devastating. And we can talk about that and support the women and the people who go through that without, like, somehow sugarcoat legislating, like, oh, no one can ever. It makes very, very little sense in, as Joanne so eloquently put it, the practical sense. We can feel very deeply about the very, very big feelings that come with fertility and kids and families and life. Duh, of course. That is being human. What we can't do is legislate away what is scientifically happening. When you do IVF, many embryos do not make it. That is sad. It is also a scientific fact. And our legislators' jobs are not to make laws that, somehow magic wish hard things out of life. Their job is to make laws that make our lives better, despite the fact that there are inevitable, impossible hardships, like the hardship of infertility, going through IVF, losing an embryo, losing a pregnancy, losing a child, any of these things. If conservative lawmakers would kind of put their money where their mouth is, we could do these things to make the world much better for kids of all types, maybe even the ones who are born, not just the ones who are unborn. When we get back, I'm going to unpack this a little bit more. I still want to get into the express religious language surrounding this law. Until then, please enjoy this music. Bring it up a little. Calvin, what are we listening to at break? Oh, yeah. This is Violence Against Nature by Poppy.
everybody. It's Todd Allbaugh, noon to 3 on Monday. We'll review the week's news and bring you a little entertainment as well, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
It's estimated that about 84% of Wisconsinites enjoy a fish fry at least a couple times a year. 42% say they go about once a month. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And one of the most popular fish for that fry, yellow perch. A fish that was plentiful in Wisconsin at one time. Tammy Paoli, DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, explains our history with the yellow perch.
So yellow perch have a history going back for decades where for Friday night fish fries, this was the prime fish that people were interested in eating. And Green Bay is unique in that it supports the last remaining state-licensed commercial fishery for yellow perch in Lake Michigan. There is some tribal harvest that occurs in the northern part of the lake on the Michigan side, but Green Bay itself is the last state-run commercial fishery for yellow perch. And this is because we support a population of yellow perch where we have plenty of perch to go around for both the commercial industry and for sport anglers in Green Bay.
Tammy Paoli, the DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo. She said if you're wondering about the origin of the yellow perch on your plate tonight, bear in mind Wisconsin's remaining commercial fishery harvests about 100,000 pounds of yellow perch every year, primarily circulated in the Green Bay area. The rest of the yellow perch probably coming from Lake Erie, where they harvest about 6.5 million pounds of perch every year.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And a week from today, we'll learn the identity of the six finalists that would like to become our next Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will make the announcement and introductions at Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor next Friday. Remember, Door County will be hosting the final phase of interviews May 2nd through the 4th. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. Right now, it's 30.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I found myself an old man and I tattooed on a sign. I set my mind a wandering and walk a broken line. You have a mind to keep me quiet, and although you can try, better men have hit their knees and bigger men have died. I'm alive.
Welcome back, Wisconsin, to this, the Civic Media Radio Hour with me, producer Anya, and that song is Raise Hell by Brandi Carlile. I'm like 90% sure I'm saying that right. Might be Carlisi if not. But I love the message of that song. I love a good, I don't know, something that just makes you feel like you're stomping over the mountains to go, I don't know where I'm going, but I like the idea of it. We're back talking about maybe another place you'd feel like stomping over the mountains to get away from, Alabama. And their choices, their legislative choices regarding the redefining of what is a child, specifically including, let's just use the appropriate words, right? Conservative lawmakers in Alabama want fetuses and embryos, which are, you know, to use common parlance, yeah, babies before they're born. I'm having a baby. You say that not just in the moment of labor, but you say that in the months leading up. Sure. But when we speak this way because we're having conversations with other human beings. Law, for better or for worser, is not written in conversational English, nor is conversational English the law of the land. And here's what I mean by that. You don't get to... How do I say this? You don't get to redefine what a baby is in this way, right? We can talk about laws regarding like, well, okay, at 16, you can do this, and at 18, you can do this, but at, you know, car rental companies, they can charge you different until 25 because of this. These are all legislative decisions that we've made based on clear observations of behavior. Okay. Once kids are born, they do this, and then they do this, and then around here, we can trust them to do this. Now, are all of our laws representations of, you know, perfect scientific option? No, of course not. We keep not electing scientists. We keep electing lawyers. And while lawyers are very good at a lot of things, it's not always, I would not want to mix up my lawyer and my OBGYN. Let's put it that way, right? So I fail to understand how and why, Alabama lawmakers feel that they can jump into these things that are intrinsically based in science, not based in religion, philosophy, spirituality, vibes, the feel, none of it. This is prenatal healthcare. This is natal healthcare. This is pediatrics. This is. All of this is nothing that pertains to just about anyone in the Alabama legislature, similar to the mifepristone situation in Texas. I fail still to this day to find any evidence that that random judge in Texas who said, you know what, I did a hard, long think about it, and I just don't really believe that mifepristone's all that safe. I still have not found his medical degree. I know it's shocking, isn't it? I was so sure he clearly went to law and medical school because he's clearly so studious. And that's how he could come to this decision. And yet I have failed to find that degree, right? Before I keep just going off, let's invite a caller. We've got Matt from Johnson's Creek. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead with whatever you have.
Yeah, so you actually kind of touched on it. What I think this does, and it's always been about these personhood bills, is it really starts to muddy what we determine as age from a legal standpoint, right? So we determine age from the time you were born. So that to me implies that any right tied to your age thus starts with your birth. So what I would like to see is some, we'll call them 17 and... you know, 8 months old, demand to vote.
Yes.
If it lines up, because now they're saying, well, no, you are a person at conception, right? At fertilization. So shouldn't my rights then extend backwards And furthermore, IVF, those embryos can be maintained for years. I think the world record for is like 30 years that an IVF has been maintained and then brought to light, brought to, you know, full term.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It gets to this thing where conservatives will use their thoughts and opinions to try to make laws, and they just make terrible laws because they never think about anything other than their own beliefs. They don't think about the second and third order effects.
That is that very last thing you said, Matt, is so the second and third order of effect, the consequences, the way the rule would apply to the rest of reality. Let me walk you through some other ones, because in doing research about what was happening in Alabama, I just kept finding these stories. One that I brought up in the previous segment, a mom who she has one living child, you know, that's what we call that. One child who's been born and is still alive, because now I have to delineate both, that they're between birth and death at this moment somehow. We have to denote that. She wants to have more kids, and because of physical complications with her body, she's not going to be able to do so, quote unquote, the natural way, whatever that means anymore. Right? IVF is her only option. Alabama has shut down these clinics. She was supposed to have another appointment in like 20 days after one had to be canceled previous because of a different health complication. She does not know now if she's ever going to be able to have a child. So let's start there, Tommy Tuberville. What happened to we need more babies? First of all, what kind of babies? As Joanne noted, you don't want the babies from outside of American borders. You don't want the babies who are already born, who are here in our foster and adoption system. Or homeless and completely, you know, unsupervised, unknown where they are, right? You don't want any of those babies, but we got to have more of these, you know, these unbaked babies. We got to get more of these new babies, fresh babies. Okay, Tommy, why? Weird. But hold that up against this. Okay, you are inherently stopping people who want to give you what you want, Tommy. This is a family who already has a kid. They want to have more. You are the reason that they're not, despite what you say. And let's walk through some other hypotheticals, right? Matt just alluded to the fact that embryos can be, sustained for a very long time because they are cellular, microscopic, teeny tiny. When we talk about a Petri dish, which you could hold in the palm of your hand, they wouldn't pack it to such an extreme. Usually I think a Petri dish like that, what, maybe 10 or 15 embryos, right? So 10 or 15 potential babies, potential people. It's a packed room on the palm of your hand. I mean, are we really going to charge someone who unplugs a freezer that had embryos stored in it with potentially tens of thousands of murder charges when the tens of thousands of embryos in there die? And will we have to denote that embryos that were started over 18 years ago, that is a class one felony because that's an adult that you murdered, as opposed to the embryos that were started less than 18 years ago because that's harm to a minor? I mean, is this really? And I saw some ones that, maybe will even make conservatives reconsider this. Okay, let's say I go down to Alabama. I have myself a couple of fallopian tubes and even some ovaries within myself, turns out. And I head down there and I get a doctor to harvest my eggs. I don't know how many eggs you have in your lifetime, but it is a shocking number, far more than you could ever use up, right? And I get them all taken out. I get all my eggs removed. Tens of thousands of them, hundreds of thousands. I don't know. Scientists text in. How many eggs do women have? But I get them all taken out. And I put them all on ice. When do I get to register for their social security number? They're here. They're children, are they not? If they don't have to be born anymore for them to be kids, do they have to be born anymore to be dependents? And if not, I have an incredible deal for a couple of ladies out there who weren't going to use their eggs anyways. How would you like to become the proud mother to 20,000 frozen kids that require almost no caretaking? And get this, you're going to get to claim 20,000 dependents on your taxes this year? Republicans, this is what we talk about when it's like our consequences have actions, think before we speak. These lawmakers that just start throwing terms around. Okay, well, they're a baby before they're born. It's a fire before it's lit. I don't know. It's day in the middle of the night sometimes. What are we saying? When we just have outright oxymorons, moronic oxymorons, you fall into the complete inability to actually enforce this law. The only part of this that could or can or will be enforced, and the whole point of this, the whole point that this is being put forward, is to attempt to punish and control women and their pregnancies. Period. This is in the exact same wheelhouse as the disruptions that the conservative legislature has caused to abortion throughout this country. Look at what just happened here in Wisconsin. You had a law that is outright about, like, hey, if a dude goes up to a woman and hurts her so badly that the baby inside of her passes away, he should get extra punishment. And we somehow, not we, the conservative legislature, somehow extrapolated that into, oh no, that's about abortion. I fail to see. It makes me very concerned about, you know, you really don't see the difference between a woman who becomes pregnant and for whatever reasons decides that she needs an abortion. You see no difference between that and a woman who is just pregnant and happily going about her business being so, then being attacked by a man, and because of that attack, losing her baby that she didn't want to lose. You don't see the difference between that? And then I go, right, because members of the conservative legislature who write these things do not understand and do not believe that women are human beings. And that is my genuine belief of how we get from, I have a religious belief about what can and can't happen during pregnancy, to, we are passing a law that says that children are children before they're born, but only when we want to punish this, and not when the mother wants to file for their social security number and claim them as dependents. When they turn 18, is a ballot sent to the freezer? Do the ones that we think are going to turn out to be male have to sign up for the draft? Are we going to draft the embryo? It's a deeply confusing situation, only because it is written out by individuals who had no interest in pursuing the reality of this, only enforcing their delusion of what the world should be. As if they have any right to control that for any of us. And especially here, in a place, in a time that we are being told is supposed to be about having your rights and as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else and blah, blah, blah. Yet all I see coming out of these laws are forced control, forced pregnancy, forced birth, force, coming out of a group of elected officials who pushed a lot of interest in, you know, get the government's hands off this and that. Okay. What? Get the hands of the government off helping folks and make sure they're put around the throats of women. Okay. Let's just say the whole sentence if that's what we're going to do then. When we get back, we're going to talk to some callers. I'm going to wrap up with some other news. It's a little more lighthearted and talk about getting ready. I wrote some stuff to get ready for spring right before I saw the snow coming down when I left. So you'll be able to enjoy that. This is Raise Hell by Brandi Carlile, or Brandi Carlise. I guess we'll find out.
Now ring that bell. Go now, ring that bell. Go now.
Shaw, WAUK.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Alball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I can play dirty, I won't have no mercy. Drop a match on my white flag, burn it down, lay it on my grave. And I can play messy.
What is up, Wisconsin? Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Hour for the last time, for a long time, hopefully. Because as you just heard, or at least we heard here in Waukesha, Maggie Dawn's show is coming back and better than ever. And I mean that, okay? Sometimes, like, remember when Coca-Cola was like, hey, this is new Coke. And then everyone was like, this is awful. And they were like, oh, here's the old Coke back. And everyone was like, ah, we like this better because now we know how bad it's been. No. This is like if New Coke was good, I think. That's how big this feels to me. If you're not already aware, okay, Maggie Dawn coming back to the airwaves, but no longer up at the 6 p.m. time frame. We've got Busted Pencils every weekday up there now. But no, we've got Maggie right in the middle of the day for your listening convenience. That's what we did it for. That was the whole point. And this is what's amazing, is moving this show, which I am so proud to be a part of with her, to the middle of the day and giving her 2 hours, doubling our time with her. And we're getting Fridays back. It's just everything's falling into place. I've spoken with her and I can just tell you that her excitement to have a show where we sit down and unpack what's happening. She is... I can only say that from our conversations, she's excited, she's elated. You can't keep her away from this stuff. You can't keep a good woman down, and that's Maggie at every turn. So please join us Monday every day of the week, next week, and every week after, Maggie Dawn Show at 2 to 4 p.m. Busy time of day this early day. I cut my teeth this first year of radio in the evenings, and I'm learning that was a good place to start because you guys are active during the day. You're awake, alive, alert, maybe even enthusiastic sometimes, and I love that. Somebody who is always alive, awake, alert, and enthusiastic is my friend, Mark from the SAC, who happens to be on the line with us now. Mark, how are you? What say you? What's up?
I'm doing good, and hearing this stuff that these Republicans are all concerned about, the embryos now, but I noticed that none of these, and I'm struggling to remain FCC compliant here. And I could have more colorful phrases that would be FCC compliant, but I won't say them. That they're all concerned about this, but they are not concerned about protecting the unborn or even the born against all the chemicals that get dumped into the environment, with the PFAS getting dumped into the water, and protecting the unborn from all the environmental exposures that pregnant women are exposed to. And all of us are exposed to. There's no they don't want to see any regulation on that kind of thing, but yet they want to, choose, what women's choices should be in terms of, maintaining a pregnancy that might be the result of something that they didn't want to have happen, or that if the baby is suffering from life, anti-life ailments that
life-threatening, the pregnancy
cannot continue. And that I just I'm flabbergasted. I mean, I continue to use that word flabbergasted for so many things now. But these guys just, I don't know what, if they just do not get it, because like you've pointed out, I mean, these guys are dominionist, and that in their mind, you know, women are not equal in the equal, should not be equal in society or equal. They don't see that women are equal in the eyes of the Creator, if he exists or not, or, you know, that, and they just, and that what shocks me is there's women that are willing to go along with this, like the Lydia's in The Handmaid's Tale, that they're just perfectly willing to be the commander's wives and do what their commanders order them to do.
Yeah, that's so much to unpack there, Mark. Thank you for calling in. I struggle with it. And I also feel very defeated to sort of keep beating the same drum of, guys, they're trying to take all of your rights away, guys. Everybody, hello. As if it's happening to me and this person and this group, it's coming for you too. And once we're gone, you're going to be... I continue to try to explain that, you know, fascism is a self-necrotizing disease. And it's never been more apparent to me than, you know, Tommy Tuberville saying that he wants there to be more babies while actively performing legislation that stops there from being babies. But it stops a specific type of baby. It stops a baby whose parents needed medical intervention to have it. I would personally, of my own opinion, say that legislators who are interested in interfering with the rights, especially the right to reproduce, of individuals with medical issues, people wiser than me would call that eugenics. And I'll put it at that my study and my time of... if you're not familiar, I'm a Holocaust scholar and I was a member of the We Bear Witness Fellowship. Similar obsession with fertility. That's where I'll leave that. Let's talk about some other news out there. Number one, like I said, we're coming back to Maggie Dawn on Monday, 2 hours, 2 to 4 every day. Be there. I'm not even going to give you the option to be square, because don't. Just come see the show. In other news, when I do come back and, you know, have some days where Maggie does need breaks and I come to air, I've got stuff I want to talk to you about. Let me know through the text line or by calling in, or really through the text line after this point. What do you want to hear about? If you haven't seen the images coming out of the new video generation AI Sora, you should really take a look, because technology is changing fast, friends. You got to lay your eyes on this before it changes again, because in 1 year, we've seen incredible technological advancements that both inspire and scare the pants off of me. And we all know you don't want to have your pants off around AI. They learn too much too quickly. And one piece of good news I'll leave you on. Calvin, tell me how this feels to you. Lion and Kugels and Central Standard have teamed up to make canned old fashions. Does that feel convenient and like a good thing we all want, or something that shouldn't exist?
I would probably pass, but if it's convenient for people who enjoy an old fashioned, have at her.
There you go. With that, I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Calvin, you're the best. Thanks for being on the board. This is Trigger by Chinchilla.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Alabama's Supreme Court ruling puts in vitro fertilization in jeopardy, but Donald Trump says he wants that to change.